Coming up on episode number 1206, well, in most parts of the world, it is Valentine's Day. Coincidentally, it's also Ash Wednesday, but that doesn't have anything to do with this here nor there. But it is Valentine's Day. You know what? We don't celebrate Valentine's Day in this house, and I bet there are a lot of other people out there who don't celebrate it either. And I've done Valentine's Day shows in the past here on Coverville. You can go back to February 14th and any number of the 14 years that I've been doing shows so far, and find those if you want to listen to them. But this one's going out to those who don't celebrate, or maybe those who are nursing a broken heart or just are tired of the whole dating thing altogether. It is the Ain't Talking About Love edition of Coverville, and it's coming up right now on, well, I just said it, Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, February 14th, 2018. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Another February edition of Coverville, but not another Valentine's Day edition of Coverville. We've done that. There's many, many Coverville episodes you can go back and listen to that features songs about my funny Valentine and songs with the word heart in the title. Plenty of stuff like that you can go back and listen to. And if you're in the throes of love, then maybe that would be a better episode for you to listen to. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. In any case, if you're not a celebratory person for Valentine's Day, or if you, have so-so feelings about Valentine's Day, or maybe even this Valentine's Day in particular.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Then this is the show for you. We ain't talking about love. As a matter of fact, that is right where we're going to begin. A cover of the song by Van Halen by the band Iron Horse. Now, these guys are part of the Bluegrass Pickin' On series, but that's not where this comes from. This actually comes from a Van Halen tribute album called Strummin' with the Devil, the Southern Side of Van Halen. And there are a few songs on the album that actually feature David Lee Roth on vocals, which is really, really cool. This one doesn't. This one features Iron Horse. We're starting it off right now. Here is Ain't Talkin' About Love.
Yourself a friend.
Ain't talking about love. My love is rotten to the core. Ain't talking about love. Just like I told you before.
Ain't
Baby, it's rotten to the core. I ain't talking about love, just like I told you before.
I've been to the edge, and there I stood and looked down. You know I lost a lot of friends there, baby. I got no time to mess around. So if you want it, got to bleed for it, baby.
Got to bleed, baby. You got to bleed, baby. Got to bleed, baby. Ain't talking about love. My love is rotten to the core. Ain't talking about love. Just like I told you before. Ain't talking about love.
Don't wanna talk about love.
Don't wanna talk about love.
Don't need to talk about love.
Don't need to talk about love.
Ain't gonna talk about love.
Ain't gonna talk about love.
I'm right.
You know how much I love Japanese pop covers, and that's a great one right there. Mariko with a cover of 10cc's I'm Not in Love. That one from a compilation from 2013 called Sweet Breeze. I'm sure that's just an unusual compilation title right there. Sweet Breeze. If Japan had KTEL, I wonder if that would be the title of a KTEL album. Mariko, again, with I'm Not in Love. Before that, the Chapin Sisters with a song that was originally written by Boudlow Bryant, done very well by both the Everly Brothers and Nazareth, of all things, of all songs, like to have a cover. Famous cover by the Everly Brothers and Nazareth. What a great combo. Those are the Chapin Sisters with a cover of Love Hurts. You'll find that on their 2013 album, A Date with the Everly Brothers, in which they cover, as you might guess from the title, a bunch of different Everly Brothers songs. Texas, right before that, the Scottish band Texas with a cover of Altered Images' Don't Talk to Me About Love. They recorded that for a 2014 BBC Radio 2 compilation called Sounds of the 80s. I think I lamented about this in a previous episode, that there hasn't been a volume 3 of BBC Radio 2's Sounds of the 80s. They've come out with two volumes, still waiting for that third one. Now, here's something interesting about this track. The member, Johnny McElhone, I believe that's how it's pronounced, Johnny McElhone, he's a co-writer of most of Texas's music with lead singer Charlene Spiteri, and I've played some covers, some of her solo covers before on the show. Just love her voice. But he was also in Altered Images. He was a member of that band. He was also in the band Hip Sway. If you remember a song in the late 80s called Honey Thief, that was their big one and only hit, Hip Sway. With Honey Thief. That was, Altered Images' Don't Talk to Me About Love by the Scottish band Texas. Fleet Foxes Sing with a cover of Dancing on My Own by Robin. Now, Fleet Foxes Sing, not affiliated at all with the band Fleet Foxes, although you might think so, judging by the vocals. No, that's the project of one guy, one dude, who performs as Fleet Foxes Sing. You can find him on SoundCloud at Fleet Foxes Sing. He comes out of New York, and really, really love his interpretations of songs as if he were Fleet Foxes. It's so cool. Totally cool. That one comes from a compilation he put together called Fleet Foxes Sing the Aughts, the Zero Zeros. And then we start off the show with the Iron Horse, or Iron Horse, with a cover of Ain't Talkin' About Love from the Strummin' with the Devil Southern Side of Van Halen tribute album, which came out in 2006. And like I mentioned, features David Lee Roth on vocals on a few different songs on that album. Really, really amazing. It's one of those albums that you'll put on in the background of a party or something, and you'll start to see people looking like, wait a minute, this is a Van Halen song. That's definitely David Lee Roth. But it's been all countrified. We'll get back to your anti-Valentine's Day mix here in just a second. Before we do that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville. That sponsor is Amazon, Amazon.com, and the Amazon Listener Purchase of the Week. This is actually one that I purchased. Usually I tell you, I look at the list and see what other people have purchased. This time it's me. It's all me. And the Oscars are coming up in about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, and you may be trying, as I am, to get caught up and see all of the Best Picture nominees. No? Is it just me? Am I the only one who does that? Well, whatever. I'll own up to it. It's me. But I am doing that. And one thing that's been helping is that some of these movies, while they're not on Netflix or Hulu, they are available on Amazon as rentals, as purchases. And Darkest Hour, featuring Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill, is on there. You can see that one. And I think this week, coming up this week, you'll be able to watch one of my picks for the contender for Best Picture, which is Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. That one, I think, it's either that or Lady Bird that's going to win it all. But in any case, you can watch that right now on Amazon just by going to Amazon Prime Video, taking a look. If you're a Prime member, then you get a lot of extra programming besides that that you can check out. But if not, then, you know, you can rent the ones you want, buy the ones you want, all digitally. No boxes, no DVDs to keep sorted or Blu-rays or anything like that. It's a great deal, and it's one of many ways that Amazon's got you covered, especially if you're an Oscar fan like me. I just can't. It's so hard to do the thing with that in the background. That's Amazon.com. Amazon's got you covered with the listener purchase of the week. All right, let's get to some rock stuff here. Starting off with a cover of a song by Night Ranger performed by Johnny Sacco from the album Metalla Ska. Yes, it is time for a little ska on Coverville. How about this cover right here of Night Ranger's Don't Tell Me You Love Me?
Don't tell me you love me. not a love song. Happy to have, but not to have not. Big business is very wise. I'm inside free enterprise. This is not a love song. 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 I'm at the table and I like my new role. I'm getting better and better. I have a new goal. I'm changing my ways when money applies. This is not a love song. 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 I'm going over to the other side. I'm happy to have, but not to have not. Big business is very wise. I'm in such free enterprise. Oh, this is not a love song.
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 This is not a love song. You take the first train into the big world. Are you ready to grab the candle, the tunnel vision? This is not a love song. 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 This is not. This is not a love song. This is not a love song. This is not a
you
Do you think twice or just touch and see? When you're alone, do you let go? Are you wild and willing, or is it just for show?
Fantastic cover tucked away at the end of a really popular album from the 80s. The Raw and the Cooked, Fine Young Cannibals, that unmistakable voice of Roland Gift on that one, doing a cover of the Buzzcocks' Ever Fallen in Love. Great track from 1989, the very end of the 80s, that album slipped in there. Such a great, like I said, unique vocal style. And only put out two albums, Fine Young Cannibals, and then Roland Gift went solo. I think he tried his hand at acting for a little while, but they never got back together and recorded another album, as far as I know. And that's a bummer, because they had such an unusual sound, such a unique sound to them. Loved it. Nadine Lauren, right before that, with a cover of Love Bites, originally done by Def Leppard. That one from her 2011 album, Naked 80s. Hailstorm, who is no stranger to putting out some amazing covers. Do it again right there with that Joan Jett cover, I Hate Myself for Loving You. That one you'll find on Volume 3 of their Reanimate series, their covers EPs. That's the most recent one, came out last year, 2017. Novelle Vague with an acoustic cover of Public Image Limited's This Is Not a Love Song, that Johnny Lydon project post-Sex Pistols. And Johnny Sacco, doing a little ska there for the Metallica ska album. Came out in 2000. Night Rangers, Don't Tell Me You Love Me, because baby, I don't want to know. I got one last set of music here, and you know how I like... Well, all right, two things that I really like. Number one, I like songs where they completely change up the melody to the point where you're listening to it and you're saying, wait a minute, is this that song? Because it certainly doesn't sound like that. And I do have one of those coming up this set as well. But I also like response songs. It's funny because we were just talking about this in chat. I'm doing the live stream of this show, and folks and I are talking in chat about response songs. Now, these were really popular in the 60s. You'd have a lot of people who would record responses to other songs on the radio and then submit those, and sometimes they get played. Leslie Gore actually did a follow-up to It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To with a response song called Judy's Turn to Cry, and then she takes Johnny back in that song. But other artists do that as well, where they respond to the songs. Now, kind of in that same vein are songs where, instead of it being told from a third-person perspective in the original, the covering artist will do the song as a cover from the first-person perspective. This is an example of that. Another one is if you've ever heard Aretha Franklin's cover of Eleanor Rigby. In her cover, she is Eleanor Rigby. She's telling the song from her perspective, and it's really, really cool. In this case, the Robotanist lead vocalist is taking the center role of Are You Really Going Out With Her, a version of Joe Jackson's Is She Really Going Out With Him. They did this for their Shapes and Variations album in 2010. This is something I absolutely love. Here are the Robotanists, Are You Really Going Out With Her?
I saw you walking out with You did. I already know. I found out from him. it ain't no use to sit and wonder why. It don't matter anyhow. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why. If you don't know by now, when you wake up, break of dawn, look out for me, you know I'm gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice, it's alright.
He's been the non-Morrissey part of the Smiths. He's been the non-Matt Johnson part of the. That is Johnny Marr and the Healers with his cover of Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. This is from a CD that came along with Uncut Magazine back in 2002 called Hard Rain, a tribute to Bob Dylan. One of the classic breakup songs done by Bob Dylan right there. Dutch Uncles with that cover of Go Your Own Way. Talk about a breakup song. That was like a real life one between Buckingham and Nicks, and I think even McVie Well, the McVees, John and Christine, in Fleetwood Mac. Rumors Revisited was the album that came from. 2012, it was another, actually, I think it was another Mojo magazine CD read along. As a matter of fact, Methyl Ethyl with that cover of Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River. That one from Triple J's Like a Virgin, Volume 12 from a couple of years back. And Robotanists with that cover of Joe Jackson's Is She Really Going Out With Him? Called Are You Really Going Out With Her? From their 2010 album Shapes and Variations. With that, my friends, we're going to bring this Un-Valentine's Day episode to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed listening to this as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. Such a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day if you do not celebrate Valentine's Day. Hope you had a good time. If you want to get in touch with me, please, coverville.com is the big website. That's where everything's at. But if you want a more personal response, requests@coverville is the email address, requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. It's a recording. You leave a message. That's all you have to do. 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying, that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You'll find more podcasts there by subscribing to Frog Pants or visiting frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, you'll fall in love with all of them.